palace theater, your palace, your place.
Shows for the whole family.
Waterbury Palace, your palace, your place. Waterbury Palace Theater, your palace.
It's time for Your Palace, Your Place with that cutie patootie, Sherry Marcucci. Good morning, Sherry.
Well, good morning, Tootie Tom. And thank you, Allison. She's a sweetheart. Oh, wow. What a show we have for you this morning on Your Palace, Your Place. And I just want to remind listeners. I still have the view on my mind. I was at the View yesterday in New York. I want to remind listeners that the show, Your Palace, Your Place, is brought to you by the Palace Theater in Waterbury, Connecticut. And it is on every first and third Friday morning of the month. But you know what? If you can't remember that, here's my advice. Just stay tuned to 1320 WATR all the time, and you'll never miss us.
Great advice.
Say that. See that? Where do I start? This week is huge, huge, huge coming up at the Palace. Kicking off this Sunday with a wonderful Christmas show at 4 p.m., sponsored by our friends at Savings Bank of Danbury. Chip Davis's Mannheim Steamroller. And, you know, there's so many iconic type of shows that you just say, that's Christmas. And this music, this group is one of them. So, you know, this is a wonderful show to bring every member of the family to. Get yourselves in that holiday spirit. It's a nice early afternoon show at 4 o'clock. So there are still some tickets available. So, you know, think about that if you're looking for something to do this weekend. And then, oh, my goodness. We kick off, and kick off is a good word. We kick off with those Kinky Boots starting Tuesday. Kinky Boots, the national tour of the Broadway musical. Music by Cyndi Lauper, story by Harvey Fierstein, kicks off Tuesday night at the Palace for 8 great performances. And boy, are we excited about that. And we've had so much fun with all the promotions. Tom, you were a part of our Kinky Boots model lineup.
I have had so much mileage on that lineup. I think people think that I own those Kinky Boots.
Well, everybody keeps saying to me, you know, oh, I would like to, you know, put those Kinky Boots on, or I'll take a picture with the Kinky Boots. And the fact is, here's how it ran, just so if you're curious, the backstory is that the Kinky Boots get sent to us by the show early on, like way back, months ago, if we want to use them for a promotion. We only had them for 3 days, and you have to ship them back. And you know what's so interesting? These boots are very valuable. I had to insure them for a value of $2,000 each pair, and I had two pairs. So not that we had to pay $2,000, but their value was that such. And, you know, we had a great time, you know, with the photo shoot, thanks to Dorian Patrick from Dorian Mode Photography. And then our friends at the Rep-Am came on board, and they promoted the heck out of it with the pictures, one a day for the last 10 days, in a contest. Somebody's going to win a four-pack of tickets to see the show. We, you know, had people voting for their favorite model. But I just want to say that, just so people know, the people at the Palace did not choose who was going to be in the contest. As far as we had 32 models. So 10, the paper, you know, their staff over there decided who was going to be featured in the paper. And then all 32 will be featured in their online gallery on the Rep-Am's website. So go there now and you should be able to see everybody. And then we're going to have some photos in the lobby during Kinky Boots, during the performances. So like a montage of everybody. So get your kinky on. This is the chance to see everybody. And, you know, I want to emphasize, though, that the show is really, really, really a family show, believe it or not. It is not,
kinky.
At all. What?
It's really
not kinky. It's not. It's about relationships, fathers and sons, and about how we all have things about us that make us unique and that we all should be able to work together and get along. And so, you know, it has that message. And it's a great big Broadway musical with big production numbers, great costumes and sets. So this is a fun engagement. And we also have one special thing lots of special things going on with our after-school programs and kids getting in high school, getting to see the show. But one of the things, before the Thursday evening performance, we have our Strut event. Now, what is Strut? Strut is a huge, big-hearted, just like the show, cocktail party. Our co-hosts, our friend from Channel 3, Scott Haney, Mary Ellen Fillow from Connecticut Magazine, and Jacques Lamar, playwright extraordinaire. They're co-hosting, but here's the newest, latest, and greatest news. So it's a great cocktail party. Bring your friends. Dress up. Proceeds do go to True Colors Hartford that helps LGBTQ youth. And as you know, there is a drag queen in the show, Kinky Boots. I mean, so that is a piece of it. However, I want to tell people, dress with your most outrageous footwear if you decide to buy a ticket to this event, because you could win. There's going to be a contest. Somebody could win either a $750 gift card from Manolo Blahnik. Oh, my God. Or a $500 gift card from Nine West. So, you know, there's an incentive. Those of you who are the fashionistas and fashionistos of our greater Waterbury area, think about it, because you could walk away a winner. So we want you to put on your fanciest footwear, come and strut with us, and that's before the Thursday, December 8th show. Okay, so coming up in today's show, just so you know, is an interview with a cast member from Kinky Boots, which I've just been talking about, who has some interesting local connections. So that'll be interesting. Some Broadway trivia with our friend Stu Brown from On Broadway. And our first guest, whose voice puts the soul in even holiday tunes. And before I introduce him and my co-host here today, we're going to hear a little cut from one of his Christmas pieces. Listen up. That is like silk. That
like
is like
butter. It's like
rich
butter.
Chocolate. I mean, I have to say, but how do you... That's a sexy Christmas song. And it is by the renowned smooth jazz R&B artist who is on the phone waiting to talk to myself and Al Taylor, who's here with me in studio. Al Taylor, Act Jams Productions, ACT. He is our friend. He's been doing shows at the Palace, and we're so happy to have him here because he's actually co-producing this show coming up on December 16th, Soulful Christmas with Will Downing and Najee.
Yes.
Al Taylor.
Yes, thank you. Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Hello, Waterbury and Greater Waterbury area. It's such a pleasure to be here with Tom Shute this morning and Sherry Marcucci. And we have a special guest on the line. His name is Will Downing. He is deemed the Prince of Sophisticated Soul.
Ooh, good morning, Will.
Well, good morning. How's everyone doing?
Good. Good morning, Will. How you doing, brother?
Very good. I've been listening to a whole kinky booth conversation. So, you know, imagine Christmas songs being sung with the cast of Kinky Boots.
Well, we're just very thrilled to have you with us this morning. And, you know, even just listening to your speaking voice kind of, you know, sets that, tone.
you're doing it already, Will. You haven't even spoken yet.
Man, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
But,
yes, it is.
But for our Greater Waterbury audience who loves you and knows you, you are just like the it man. I mean, you are it when it comes to smooth jazz, R&B.
R&B, crossover smooth jazz, contemporary jazz. Yes, he is, Mr. Will Downing. I mean, he's on the air. Will, tell us a little bit about what you're going to bring here to this great city of Waterbury at the Palace Theater on Friday, December 16th. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, it's actually myself and saxophonist extraordinaire, the legendary Najee.
Yes.
And together we both have, over 50 years worth of recording experiences. I have 19 albums to my credit. Najee has more than that. We've both been in the business. Najee about 30 years, me 28.
Right.
And what we do is we bring the best of what we've been doing all those years to the show.
Right.
So you get a combination of hits. Songs like Nothing Has Ever Felt Like This, A Million Ways, After Tonight, for Najee's Theme, a bunch of great songs, and we incorporate Christmas songs as well.
Yes.
So you get the best of what we've done all these years and some Christmas joints, so it's a great evening.
Yes, it is. I know it's going to be a great evening. You're going to bring something here to Waterbury that I don't think they've witnessed here. Some of us have, but not all of us. So it's going to be a great night. I call it a night of magical musical madness.
Hey, I like that.
Wrapped up in the bow of the holiday.
Yeah.
What kind of, I know we just played a cut from your one of your holiday albums. What other holiday songs is on your playlist for that night?
Well, I can't give it all away now. You know, you got to come and see the show.
Yes, absolutely. But just some of our listeners might not be familiar. So, you know, any ideas, like, you can share maybe one or two nuggets?
Oh, sure. Songs like Oh Holy Night, This Christmas, songs like that. But honestly, more so, if for someone who really wants to, who's not familiar with who I am, that's what the social media thing is all about, or the internet. Go on the internet. You know, there's plenty of videos on there.
Yes.
Plenty of very big songs that we recorded over the years that will give you a sense of, you know, who we are as artists. And it's a can't-go-wrong type show. Just trust me on this one.
I believe
women
you.
Women get the better end of the deal. They get to look like their star.
That's right.
Trust me.
Well,
a man has to do is bring your lady to the show and don't say the wrong thing. But, you know, we make it a very easy night for you.
Right.
Well,
let you do the work, right?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
All right. Yeah, we're paying you. We're coming to the show, so we want you to do the work, and we benefit from that.
Absolutely.
That's right.
The way it works.
That's right. That's right.
Now, you have an album that was recently released in July, Black Pearls. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. It's album number 19 for me. And the theme of the album is I've done these songs that are originally done by female artists. So these are smash songs that have already been released, and you're just now hearing them from the male perspective.
Yes.
So I'm very excited about the album. Songs like Everything I Miss at Home, which was originally recorded by Sherelle. And it's interesting to hear that song and the theme of the idea of the song from a male perspective. You know, it makes women think.
Yes, it does. It's a great project. It's a great project.
Wow.
So if you don't have that out there, please pick it up, Black Pearls from Mr. Will Downing.
And for those of you who don't know, Najee is an instrumentalist.
Oh.
So we should talk a little bit about, you know, that.
Well, Najee, go ahead, Will, go ahead.
Go ahead, Al.
Najee is a jazz saxophonist and flautist. He plays the saxophone and the flute. So I'm not sure if we're going to get a taste of both, but I believe we are. Is that correct, Will?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
We're going to get a taste of both with Najee on the sax and flute. So he's just great. He's been around for 30 years. He has a host of albums, and he's a jazz extraordinaire, Najee. And it is a great collaboration between the two of you coming together and putting on this great show, because it's going to be a spectacle of eargasms going on. That's what it's going to be. Eargasms.
Well, you know, Will, you said that and the ladies are going to benefit that night. But gentlemen, if you're listening to this, I think you'll be benefiting later that evening, too, because this soulful kind of R&B, smooth jazz, it puts everybody in a relaxed mood.
Don't get it twisted. It's a good time.
Yes.
It's a good time.
Really good time. We have a lot of fun. And for those who are very familiar with the music, you get to hear it live, up close and personal. We really bring it to life. And it's a great time for everyone. Sometimes it's hard to get men to come out to concerts, but when they get there, and after the fact, you just find them just having the best time ever. Trust me on this one.
Well, you are absolutely correct. I was at a function 2 weeks ago, and a gentleman approached me and said, hey, man, I heard I'm coming to the show. I said, oh, yeah, we're coming down to see Will. I said, oh, yeah, and Najee. And I said, okay. He said, my wife wanted to go to another show. He said, but I told him, I'm going to see Will's. Me and the fellas are coming to see Will. You got fellas coming to see you also. It's not just the fellas want to hear you. Because they wish they can croon like you with that baritone voice and all the range through back up to the falsetto. I've seen it. It's coming. I know. Get ready.
Well, we're excited to have you coming, Will. And that is Friday evening, December 16th, at the Palace Theater in Waterbury. And if you're interested and you love smooth jazz, this is a show you don't want to miss. The Soulful Sounds of Christmas with Will Downing and Najee. Will, thank you so much for being with us this morning. And we cannot wait. Well, we're going to talk about that, too. But we want to say thank you to Will Downing. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Will, thank you.
I can't wait.
We'll see you on December 16th. And enjoy the rest of the tour. And by the way, real quick, this is the only show in the tri-state area here in Waterbury, Connecticut. New York, New Jersey,
absolutely,
Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, you all have to come here to the big little city of Waterbury, Connecticut.
All right.
To see Will and Najee. This is the big little city.
Thank you, Will. And Al, you also have, after the show, you're putting on your dance party.
Yes, we're going to have an old school holiday dance party immediately following the concert. As soon as you come out of the theater, we're in the orchestra lobby, and it will be on and popping with straight old school dance music.
All right, so if you're looking for a fun night out, everybody, December 16th, put it on your calendar. We're going to take a quick break and be back with some interesting trivia to kind of get your mind working this morning. Stay tuned.
Good morning, I'm Larry Rifkin. We checked in on the changes going on at St. Mary's Hospital as they became part of the Trinity Healthcare Group. On today's Talk of the Town, we'll look in at Waterbury Hospital since they joined Prospect Medical Holdings. Now, there have been some reductions in staff. We'll ask Darlene Stromstad, CEO, what more we can expect. And as the day that will live in infamy gets closer, we'll re-examine the impact of Pearl Harbor on America. Join us today, 10 until 1. Here on WATR.
Have you been thinking about that project in your house? That bathroom remodel? The new kitchen cabinets? The addition? The rec room? Do you go back and forth thinking, oh, I'd love to do it, but who is really good, really reasonable, and reliable? Well, the answer is Sullivan Brothers Remodeling. Sullivan Brothers Remodeling has been serving satisfied customers in the greater Waterbury area for over 25 years. Located at No. 1 Wilkett Street on the Waterbury-Wilkett Town Line, Sullivan Brothers has a magnificent showroom where your ideas can become a reality. Why wait? Don't put off the full enjoyment of your home just by thinking about it. Call for a free no-obligation estimate at 203-879-4555. Do it now. Sullivan Brothers' skilled craftspeople and friendly and helpful office staff will make the project a delight from beginning to end. Sullivan Brothers, your one-stop contractor. 203-879-4555. Voted best contractor by the Waterbury Observer's Research. Reader's Poll.
It is 9:30 here at WHR 1320, 40 degrees outside our Waterbury studios.
This time and temperature is brought to you by the Savings Bank of Danbury. Get your mortgage done your way at Savings Bank of Danbury. Apply online at sbdanbury.com. Savings Bank of Danbury, equal housing lender.
Good morning, Tom. Mostly sunny skies starting out our weather here in the Waterbury area today. But like yesterday, clouds will pop up. It'll become partly sunny this afternoon, 45 to 50. Turning partly cloudy tonight, low 30s, and mostly sunny 45 tomorrow. Sunday, mostly sunny, low 40s, and partly sunny, low 40s Monday. Tuesday's outlook, increasing clouds, some rain and snow developing, lower 40s. This is WATR meteorologist Bill Jacquemin.
Experience OASIS Open MRI at Naugatuck Valley Radiology. The OASIS brings you comfortable, fear-free, high-quality, high-field imaging. A true open MRI means no more claustrophobic tunnels and no more constricting tubes. It means the ability to hold a loved one's hand during the scan to remove any anxious feelings. High-field MRI means the highest image quality so your doctor can make the best diagnosis. Choose Naugatuck Valley Radiology and OASIS High Field Open MRI for the comfort you want and the quality your doctor needs. So when your doctor recommends an MRI, ask for OASIS. Now available at Naugatuck Valley Radiology. To schedule an appointment in our prospect office, call 203-758-7700 or find out more by visiting our website, nvranet.com. Naugatuck Valley Radiology. Less wait, less worry. Your OASIS is closer than you think.
Entertaining new possibilities.
The Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
Shows for the whole family.
Waterbury Palace, your palace, your place.
And we're back in studio. With us this morning is one of our favorite guests to have because he's so fun and he knows so much. And that is Stuart Brown. Dean over at our UConn-Waterbury, but yeah, also...
That's what pays the bills.
That's what pays the bills, but for the past 20-something years?
Yeah, about a little over 20 years, I've hosted a Broadway music radio program on WRTC-FM, which is at Trinity College.
Mm-hmm. And it's called...
On Broadway.
On Broadway.
Oh,
so
hey.
What better tie-in does one have? I mean, you... And I've said this before to you, Stu... And I would love to match you someday against our friend here, Ralph Cantito. But Stu is a savant, and so is Ralph, when it comes to trivia and knowledge about the industry, Broadway in general, both the musical and the straight plays. So you're fun to have on. So you're gonna try to kind of get our brains working a little on overdrive this morning.
Right. Well, we'll have one trivia question, which shouldn't be that difficult. Well,
okay.
I can mention in whenever you want, a few minutes. But I know Tom's over there going, okay, try and stump me, Stu.
All right. But, and I'm going to give the number to call in. Pay attention. And then you could win a pair of tickets to see Kinky Boots. So the number to call in is 203-757-1320. And Stu, do you want to ask the question now to give people a chance?
Sure.
And then we can talk about what else we're going to talk about.
Okay. And just correct me because I know we were discussing the contents. But basically, the trivia question is that it's now the holiday season. Thanksgiving's over. We're in December, even though it's a beautiful day outside. So... Name two Broadway shows, or we'll say Broadway shows, that have to do in some respects with Christmas. So I'll give an example that this is sort of an obscure example, but for example, the musical Rent. Rent actually takes place during a one-year period, December 24 to December 24. So there is a Christmas song. There's a part of Rent that deals with Christmas. So give us two shows that deal with Christmas.
Well, that's pretty timely since we are in the Christmas season. And you get to win tickets, a pair of tickets to see Kinky Boots, which not necessarily Christmas, although those iconic red boots do kind of
and they look very good on
Christmas.
Me.
They do. They do. So what else you got for us?
They're calling right now. They're being held out there. They're coming
okay.
In.
So let's talk a little, and then we'll bring some of our.
We have two. We have three. Okay,
then.
We have callers.
Well, just a quick note about Kinky Boots. I would encourage everyone to go see that. It's a really good show. It's funny because in a way it's a family show. It really deals with relationships, father and son. Great music. In fact, one of my all-time favorite songs from a Broadway musical is from Kinky Boots. I think it's called The History of Wrong Men.
It's
so funny. So I would encourage
it is
people.
A fun show. It really is fun.
So what I brought in was just some maybe quick tidbits about the upcoming Broadway season, since I deal with Broadway, just shows to maybe park in the back of your mind. And people always complain, I complain a lot, about the price of a Broadway ticket. The thing is, if there's something you like when it's in previews, tickets are a lot cheaper. If you wait till the reviews come in and it's a certified hit, that's when the tickets.
So you have to be sort of willing to take a chance.
Right. So, for example, Anastasia, which played at Hartford Stage, huge hit. That's opening on Broadway in the spring. I know a lot of young ladies that were brought up on the animated movie are very excited about that.
Absolutely.
There's a musical, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which is the original title of Willy Wonka.
Yes.
And that's coming to Broadway. The people that wrote the music for Hairspray. It stars Christian Borle, who's won 2 Tonys.
Oh, wow.
There's a really interesting show. I'm just so fascinated about it. It's called Come From Away. And during 9/11, planes were diverted to this very small town in Canada, and they could not leave. So you had, I don't know if it was thousands of passengers that were stranded, and this small community took them in for a couple of days.
I've read about that.
And it's just so fascinating. And after a couple of days of tending to their needs and all that, they just said goodbye.
Oh.
So they made that into a musical.
Wow, that's going to be very pull at the heartstrings.
Right. Yeah. So that's in February. There's the big musical with a lot of buzz is called Dear Evan Hansen, which opens very soon.
And who's in that?
Ben Platt from the Pitch Perfect movies.
That's right. So that's
and the composing team, Benji Pasek and Justin Paul, are the new hot composing team. So that's gotten a lot of really big buzz.
Yes. Yeah. Can we just take a break and let's see? We've got some callers waiting, right, Tom?
Actually, the caller waiting is your next guest.
So does anybody?
Well,
let's repeat the question.
Repeat the question so I'll avoid her line and go to the other lines.
A lot of shows that have played Broadway have had Christmas themes or portions of the show dealt with Christmas. Give us 2. And as a hint, just look to the current Broadway stage and you'll find a significant one.
Yes, absolutely. And there was one at the Palace last year, actually. So if you were a subscriber, you might know that answer.
And then
203-757-1320 is the number to call in.
Somebody's calling right now.
Oh, good. All right.
So
one
of the lines are with your guest, but this is a call in for the question.
All right, let's hear.
WHR, good morning. Oh, our front desk got an advance of me. See, the trouble is they're picking up for your guest and they're messing up our content. So we've got all lines are lit.
Well,
in
regards to the holiday season, just if people would like Broadway music dealing with the holiday season, on my radio show on Christmas Day, which is a Sunday, at 5:30, I'll be doing 2 hours of Broadway Christmas. So then you can go anywhere in the world, WRTCFM.com, W Radio Trinity College, RTCFM.com, and you can listen. And a lot of really good music.
What a great soundtrack to have playing during Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. And, you know.
And the song, and the show is recorded. So yes. Even if you don't listen live, you can go to my webpage, which I'll talk about on the show. So you can listen to it at any time.
That's great. That's great. Do we have a caller now?
Yes, you have two callers now.
Oh, yay.
What happened? Your callers were calling in, and our producer was taking it, but also your guest was calling in.
Oh, because I was giving the wrong number.
No, you were giving the right number. It was just everybody was calling at once.
All right.
Okay. We have two lines dedicated to you guys now. So we'll take those calls. WHR, good morning.
Good morning.
Caller, do you know the answer to the question?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
The first one would be She Loves Me.
Yes.
And the second one would be Maine.
So those are two excellent answers, because in She Loves Me, there's the song 12 Days to Christmas. And in Maine, you have the original Angela Lansbury singing We Need a Little Christmas.
Oh, my.
Yes.
So
that's a great song.
That I'm impressed, caller. Who are we talking to?
Dan D'Alessio.
Well, Dan, those are great answers, because we were thinking of the more
so loud everywhere.
Obvious ones, but those are really
those are good. And there are also two great songs. I mean, those are songs I always play on my show, because anytime you could play Angela Lansbury, of course,
yes,
you're going to do that.
Well, we thank you for calling in, and you will get two tickets of whichever performance you'd like to see of Kinky Boots. We'll take your information off air, and those tickets will be waiting for you at the will call window for the night of the performance you want to attend. So thank you very much.
Hold on, Dan.
One quick question for Tom and I, and Emily Matina, who's sitting here in studio waiting for our next segment to begin. Emily from Shakespeareans, by the way. Give us a challenge question.
A challenge question?
Yeah, do you have one?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I was going to say, if we want to stay in the Christmas theme, give me two or three others that you can think of.
Okay.
And it cannot be any musical that is based on Irving Berlin songs. So that knocks out White Christmas and Holiday Inn, which incidentally is on Broadway right now, and it is fun. It is a really good show.
Yeah. All right. Well, Emily has one.
Would Annie?
So Annie, you'd think, why would Annie? But actually, Annie does have, in fact, Franklin Delano Roosevelt sings
That's right.
A New Deal for Christmas.
That's right. That's right. He does. And Annie, by the way, is coming to the Palace for two performances. Just
well,
so happens.
What a nice tie-in.
This spring. So, put that on your calendar. Go to our website, palacetheaterct.org, and you'll find out that information. In fact, we just offered some tickets during Black Friday, special offer for Annie and some of our other Webster Broadway series shows. So that was a good answer, Emily, and I did not ask her to say that.
Got your back.
And so we can't say Rent, because I mentioned Rent.
Tom, do you have one? I'm thinking Elf.
Elf's a good answer.
Elf is a good answer. It's sort of an obvious answer.
Well, okay, so I'm
Elf.
Obvious.
Yeah, Elf is a... Tom, would you like to throw in an obscure...
Meet Me
obscure.
In St. Louis?
Meet Me in St. Louis.
That's nicely obscure.
We Need a Little... Not
yeah,
we,
it was Mame.
Have Yourself a Merry Little
That's
Christmas.
It, Have Yourself a Merry
yes.
Little Christmas.
Yes, yes.
So some maybe obscure shows. There's a really fine show, which was the Broadway debut of Barbara Cook.
Oh, now we're talking.
My gosh. Oh,
okay.
I think we've had
And
stumped
it
us.
Had puppets.
Puppets and Barbara Cook. Oof.
From the 1950s.
Yeah.
It was entitled Flahooly.
Flahooly, of course.
Did you know that
and
one?
It has yeah. some great, it has a couple of really good holiday songs in it. And then there's Here's Love, which was Meredith Willson's third and final Broadway musical based on Miracle on 34th Street.
Well,
so you can listen to all those Christmas night, 5:30, WRTCFM.com.
Oh, Stu, I love when you come.
Well, I'll just take over one day. You can go.
I know
you can stay in bed. I'll come in here and.
Well, I love to have you as a guest, as a co-host, anytime. So thank you and we're going to see you. Stu, by the way, for those of you lucky enough to have tickets to the Sunday matinee of Kinky Boots, before the show at about 11:45, so before that matinee at 1, Stu is going to give a little presentation about the backstory and information on Kinky Boots. So we thank you for that. We have to take a quick break. Thank you again, Stu, and then we'll be back with one of the actresses from Kinky Boots. So stay tuned.
Happy anniversary, Verdi! Verdi at Western Hills is celebrating their first anniversary, and they're offering you a special menu on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday to celebrate. For just $22.95, you get appetizer, salad, entree, and dessert. It's their way of thanking you for making their first year a success. You'll choose from appetizers like crab cakes, calamari, grandma's chicken soup, their house salad, and entrees like slow-roasted short ribs, North Atlantic cod, and chicken formaggio, and many sweet endings. Everything at Verdi is fresh and made to order. Tuesday night is the ever-popular ladies' night. Friday and Saturday, chef's creative specials. Make Verdi your New Year's Eve destination. The perfect spot to ring in the new buffet dancing the works. Verdi at Western Hills, a symphony of good taste. Experience the difference at Beacon Brook Health Center of Naugatuck. Experience the difference with short and long-term rehabilitation, cardiac recovery, orthopedic and neurological rehab, IV therapies, pain, wound, and oncology management, non-ventilator-dependent pulmonary management, and hospice care. Experience the difference in the caring professional staff. Exceptional meals, and spotless surroundings. When you need to choose your short-term rehabilitation for a knee or hip replacement, Beacon Brook Health Center's physical therapists are second to none. So, experience the difference at Beacon Brook Health Center, 89 Weed Drive in Naugatuck. Call them at 203-729-9889 or on the web at athenahealthcare.com. Beacon Brook Health Center, hands that cure, hearts that care. Convenience stores are pretty much around every corner, but there's one that stands out from the rest. Wynn's Gas and Goods on the corner of East Main and Austin Roads. Not only do they have milk at $3.49 a gallon, any size cup of coffee, espresso, or cappuccino for $1.25, any 2 1-liter sodas for $3, any 2 boxes of theater-sized candy for $3, freshly prepared sandwiches and salads made daily with the highest quality ingredients, but first and foremost, they are involved in community. Wynn's has commendations from PAL, the Salvation Army, East Mountain League, East End Community Club, the Orphan Foundation, just to name a few. You'll find a spacious, clean, and beautiful store with friendly employees in white shirts and aprons. Wynn's is a family-run business where pride of ownership abounds. So, remember, when you need gas or a grocery item, consider Wynn's on the corner of East Main Street and Austin Road. Wynn's, where everyone wins.
1320 WATR. More with Sherry Marcucci and her fabulous guest here at WATR.
And we're back with your Palliser Place. And sitting next to me in studio is our wonderful local artistic director and founder of Shakespeareance Productions right here in Waterbury, Emily Mattina. Thanks for coming out this morning.
Oh, thanks for letting me be here.
Well, yes. And there was a whole backstory I'm not going to get into about this. But the truth of the matter is our guest that's been very patiently waiting is Annie Edgerton, a wonderful actress who actually has appeared not only at the Palace and other touring productions, but also has been heavily involved over the years with Shakespeareance. So good morning, Annie.
Good morning, Sherry. Hi, Emily.
She's saying good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Annie.
Okay, I'm suiting Emily up. Can you hear Annie now?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Annie.
Okay, there we go. So, Annie and Emily, tell our listeners your story, first of all, of how you know one another. How did that begin? Emily, maybe do you want to start, and then Annie jump in? Or
We should have this down pat, right, Annie?
I think so.
We met as actresses in upstate New York at a playhouse up there years ago. And we used to share our dreams and our hopes, as one is wont to do. And Annie, go ahead, take over.
Well, it was conversations born out of some late night, you know, dreaming, and where Emily had always had the idea for Shakespearean, even though she didn't know what it might turn into. And, you know, I was there at the beginning to help the idea germ and bloom, and it's been an incredible pleasure to have seen her company grow and enrich so many people's lives, and especially the people from Waterbury and the surrounding areas. And to see our careers grow in kind of a parallel, it's great.
And Annie used to talk about what she wanted to do, and I think she's doing it.
Well, so, you know, I'm doing it.
You're doing it.
Annie, I kept going back to old files from years past because your name is so familiar to me, and I know you've been in other tours. And that came through the palace. And I know that you've done some things locally for fundraisers for Shakespearean. So I couldn't determine how I knew your name. But for our listeners, you also have been on Broadway. You actually starred in Mamma Mia. Is that correct?
Yes. I was in, I spent a lot of time wearing spandex and platform boots. I did two different tours of Mamma Mia, so I went all around the country and Canada, and then I did Broadway on and off for 3 years, covering the leading role of Donna, the mother, and her two friends. So,
yes.
Like I said, now that the show's closed, there's a lot of spandex with my name on it in a box somewhere.
Well, I think that's very, very cool. And you also have, and by the way, you have a role. Let's talk about your role in the upcoming performance of Kinky Boots. What is your, you know, what part do you play in that show?
I am one of the factory workers. I'm not sure how familiar your audience is with the story, but it's a wonderful story about a young man who inherits his father's shoe factory, and at the risk of losing it to try to save it, he ends up partnering up with a drag performer and deciding to make kinky boots. And as you might imagine, some of the people in the factory are not really sure how they feel about that. And I play one of the factory workers, and I have a featured role in the second act as the stage manager for the shoe exhibition in Milan, Italy. So when you hear a crazy lady screaming Italian, that's me.
All right. Well, you're very versatile, obviously, because, and you know, one of the things that impresses me when we're able to interview different people from the shows that come through the palace is that, and it you hear it all the time, there's no small parts, only small actors.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, you've starred on Broadway. You had the lead role in a Broadway show. And you also have been done ensemble work in touring productions. And, you know, people are interchangeable. I think they realize that, first of all, you're passionate about what you do. You love what you do. And the opportunity to do it, you'll do wherever and whenever. And by the way, folks, Annie just came back from a tour of Kinky Boots, the same tour that you're going to see at the palace. You were in Japan.
Hi.
I had to stop and think about that. Now, how do you take this show to a Japanese audience? How does that happen? What is the production factor that makes them able to understand the words and what's going on?
Well, I'm glad you weren't asking logistically how you literally take this show there, because our crew and our Ort company, I don't know how they managed it. It was incredible. But I just had to show up and put on my kinky boots. But it's amazing. This story really translated across. We did have super titles.
Yep.
That kind of told the story. And of course, as you might imagine, the nuances of language, some of the jokes got lost.
Yes.
But I'm going to tell you, those Japanese audiences, the minute the production numbers came on, they were clapping, clapping, clapping. They were so into it. It was really, really incredible. This story is so profound and powerful, and it really transcended any language barrier that there might have been.
I think that's the magic and beauty of theater. Emily, you know that from the work you do, bringing, you know, the language of William Shakespeare and making it relevant to children and adults who are, you know, experiencing it, some of them for the first time ever.
Right.
And Annie, just what you shared, you went to a country where the language wasn't the same, and yet theater can transcend all those boundaries, because our stories And that's what Kinky Boots is, a wonderful story about finding out it's okay to just be who you are.
And, exactly.
And, you know, when we tell our stories and we understand each other better, our differences start to be peeled away. And I think that is one of the greatest gifts that the arts, particularly we're talking right now about performance art and performing arts, mm-hmm. gives to humanity, to our shared sameness as people.
I completely agree. And to go back, Sherry, to what you were saying a little bit about being a lead versus an ensemble member, it, of course, it's fun to stand down on center stage with the spotlight on you and sing the big number. No one's ever going to say that's not really wonderful as a performer. But one thing about Kinky Boots that makes it so much more special is this is one of the shows I've done where the ensemble is so woven into the fabric of telling this story that it's not a bummer to say, well, I'm not the lead this time, maybe the next show. This is a show where I get up and go to work every day, even though I'm not in the spotlight, and I live to tell the story, and I see people's faces, and I see their response to the show, and it's just as gratifying almost as being down center in the spotlight. And I think Emily will agree with that. When you create pieces of theater, every aspect is incredibly important to telling the story. So, again, it really shines in Kinky Boots, but it's something that is important, like you said, Sherry, to about getting theater out there and why it's so powerful.
Yes, yes. Well, Annie, thank you for your time. I want to let our listeners also know that, you know, being an actor, you know, you need to try some of your other skill sets and passions as well to keep the income, I think, flowing sometimes. And you are interesting because, and people can find Annie because she's known as the professional wino, W-I-N-E-A-U, or on her website, wineminx, M-I-N-X, Annie.com. So you're a wine connoisseur.
I am. I use the word as professional wino just jokingly to refer to myself. I spell it the French way, so it's classy. But I am the wine minx. That is my trademarked persona. And I have been working in the wine industry for over 25 years, doing wine appraisals and consultation with my father, primarily, William Edgerton, who's a West Norwalk resident. And I also write and I teach about wine. And it is another big passion for me. And I'm very lucky that I get to have two jobs that I love and I can do concurrently. So I don't think of it as a survival job or a day job at all. I really do both of my professions at the same time.
Okay. All right. Well, you sound like a fascinating person. And I hope while you're here during the run of Kinky Boots, I have the pleasure to meet you personally. And I know you'll make some time to see Emily and her family while
Absolutely.
You're here. And we thank you again for being with us. And for those of you who are listening, we're talking to Annie Edgerton, who is a pairing and the week-long engagement coming to the Palace Theater starting Tuesday, December 6th through the 11th of Kinky Boots, the national tour. So, Annie, looking forward to seeing you again at our theater. And for those listening also, if you're saying, I want tickets, how do I get tickets? Just go to the Palace Theater website, palacetheaterct.org, or give us a call at 203-346-2000. Our box office will open in about another minute. And Emily, thank you for taking some time this morning to come and be with us and talk to your good friend Annie Edgerton. We appreciate that. And oh my God, the 50 minutes have flown by. Stay tuned for your local news coming up next, and Larry Rifkin with Talk of the Town. Do something arts related this weekend with or next week with someone you love, and we'll see you real soon. Bye bye.
Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
Shows for the whole.